have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for, though I'm a leader, I was created for. Hey there, this is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and I want to invite you to join me here on the Elation Radio Station podcast every Saturday for Shabbat Saturday. It is going to be absolutely epic. Hallelujah. So join me, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim, Shabbat Saturday. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We were created for worship. That was none other than Cedric Ford, created for worship, our theme for Shabbat Saturday. Hallelujah. We bless God for you all being with us this afternoon. I am on 100 again for a powerful, powerful word that's going to come forth, that's going to bring forth a release for you, our hearers. Amen. Hallelujah. But listen, I thank the Lord for you. Each and every Saturday, you that are faithful, that continuously come and receive what the Lord would pour into you on this Shabbat Saturday. Indeed, we were created to worship. Amen. Did you know that, people of God? The word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. You created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. We, you and I, were to worship. Our life to be a worship unto him. So here on Shabbat Saturday, as we Shabbat him, and even as we worship him, we lift up our hands and our hearts unto him. He is Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sitkenu, Jehovah Makedis. Our God is worthy of all of our worship, and we, you and I, were created for worship. But today, this afternoon, I decree, and as we Shabbat him, amen, and we send up a hallelujah, I pray that you will be shifted. I pray that there will be a change because of the word. My God, I feel it so strong in my Holy Ghost that the man of God has in his belly. I feel like he's a horse about to jump out the gate, amen, that's going to bring forth restoration and revelation and renewal and a release and your deliverance and your healing in Jesus' name. Glory to God. So as I lift up this resounding hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, for you that are here, for our speaker of the hour, amen, but most importantly, for the Spirit of the Lord being present and here in this space that we call AM Manna. There is about to be released a sound in the atmosphere, and everything that does not align with the purpose and plan of God for your life, in your hearing, it has to change. Glory to God. Again, thank you each and every one of you that are here. And I want to say especially, and again, on this very special Shabbat Saturday with our featured guest, none other than, hallelujah, the infamous Apostle Charles Cheely is in the house. Amen. We had an opportunity to hear his amazing, hallelujah, wife, amen, my sister queen, I should say, amen, powerful woman of God as well, glory to God, and she was here with us a couple of weeks ago, but now we have her better half with us, Apostle Charles Cheely, the founder and executive director of One Heart Ministries, Men on the Frontline Ministry. You've got to go to his page and check that out. Awesome men of God coming together in one spirit, one heart, one mind, not in competition, but in complementing one another. Amen. Promoting the kingdom of God. And I'm so, again, so honored that you are here with us, Apostle Charles Cheely, man of God. I thank the Lord for you being here with us on today. People of God, there is a great shaking in the heavenly realms, and we, leaders in the body of Christ, and you that are here, that are listening, all of us, amen, have been given the authority to speak and say something in this hour, amen. We should be making some declarations, amen, and calling those things that be not as though they are, because you and I have been given this legislative authority and jurisdiction to walk in that authority and power that has been delegated to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And so I want you to be encouraged today as you listen and as the man of God pours into us. Amen. I believe it is going to be a Kairos word. I believe it is going to be a life-changing word. Glory to God. And again, I thank you for being here with us on today. And I bless the Lord for you, Apostle Charles Chile, man of God, for taking time out of your schedule. I bless the Lord for you, man of God. Now, I'm going to ask two things of you. Amen. You have liberty here. One, amen. And you are released to go forth with the opening prayer and the word for God's people on today. Shabbat the Lord. The Lord bless you. I present Apostle Charles Chile, man of God. You have the mic.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Very Amen. Well, sir. Go forth.
Okay. God bless you. God bless you. The prayer is simple today. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It is great to be here. I am super excited to be on here with my big sister, Apostle P.D. Westbrook. Thank you for the invite. Thank you for having us here on today. Go with me, saints of God. If you like, I'll be talking from the seventh chapter of the book of Luke, and I'm again reading verses 36, 37, and 38 in your hearing, and then we're going to expound on this word today. It's been in my heart as I was going through asking the Lord what to talk about on today. Luke 7, verses 36 reads, and one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meet. Verse 37 says, and behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus was at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. And the last verse we'll read in your hearing, and it says, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and then wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with ointment. I want to try to walk around the scripture on today. I was thinking the older I am becoming, the more mature I am also becoming as a believer. One of the things I look at now and I think about when I read scriptures, how awesome of a time that it would have been if I could have been there when Moses was on the backside of the mount, backside of the desert, and saw the burning bush. I wished I could have been there when the Red Sea opened up and the children of God walked through on dry land. What a wonderful sight it would have been to see them pile up the stones after they crossed the Jordan River, and they said, what meaneth these stones? Just in case your children want to know, it was God that brought us through the muddy Jordan at the flood stage. I wish I could have been somewhere in the crowd when David grabbed five smooth stones and put them in a slingshot and killed the giant Goliath, then cut off his head and raised it in the presence of all of them, and said, now everybody will know that there is a God in Israel. It would have been real nice if I could have a display case in my possession that held the jawbone that the man of God used, Samson, to slay thousands. I wish I could have heard God speaking at the Jordan when Jesus was baptized and the heavens opened up and a dove descended and the voice, and just to hear the voice of God say, this is my beloved son that I am well pleased. It would have been real great to be standing there at the wedding when He took ordinary water and turned it into extraordinary wine. I wish I had a seat in the crowd when there was nowhere to buy bread, but there was a little boy who had two fish and five barley loaves, and Jesus took it and held it up to heaven. And when he brought it down, he had more than he had when he took it up. I wish I could have been there to see them just gathering from that 12 baskets of the fragments. And one of my favorite places to have been is the walk on the road to Emmaus, when Jesus suddenly appeared and started preaching about himself, and they did not, and then those around him spoke and said, did not our hearts burn as the man of God spoke to us along the wayside? And finally, as we get right here to this scripture, I would have loved to have been right there in the text where this lady anoints Jesus' feet. Oh God, and with her tears, this story is so important that it is mentioned in all four of the gospel writers. Let me attempt to go into scripture just a little deeper here today. It is actually kind of funny because we look at this scripture. And it is a religious person is throwing a party. The Bible says in verse 36, he went into one of the Pharisees' house and did eat with him and then sat down to meet. So they are at this sort of kind of gathering at the Pharisees' house. Now, look at them, church folk trying to have a party. Listen, now, none of y'all invite me to a party where church folk have found it okay to have a party. Don't invite me to any kind of worldly stuff because, listen, by chance, if the devil has tricked me into a party, I don't want to be at one like this. Pharisees that are having a gathering and Jesus is there. I will be glad when church folk, my God, finally get serious about our walk with Christ. Nowadays, it seems like that you can do whatever you want in the body of Christ. We got preachers misbehaving badly. We got everyone that is just running amok. We got this new woke culture and cancel culture stuff. We find a lot of ministries now are conforming to this way. But I would be glad when we get back to being serious about our walk with Christ and understand that we don't have to operate as the world does. The reason why the Pharisees of the day can't get right is because they view their sins to not be as bad as in their own mind. They don't see themselves as bad enough. Let me make it plain to some of you Pharisees that may be listening on today. If you can't enjoy God like I do, my God, if you can't get into the spirit like I do and like I've been raised to do, then don't invite me to your little party. Can I tell you how some of us act at this party? And don't get me confused. I'm not talking about the worldly party where there's music going on. The party that I'm speaking about is how we behave at a church party, at a church function. So I can always tell when I go to minister somewhere whether people are having this praise party at home, because if you don't praise him at home, then you're not in a behavior pattern to praise him in the sanctuary. And so for those who have been forgiven of so much, we got so much to praise God for. Those of us who have been forgiven for so much, we got so much to party about. For those of us who are in here who have had some sins in our life that we are just plain old ashamed to talk about. For those of us God. For those of us know God, that it was God that saved us, we would not know where we would be today. Let me calm down a little bit. I'm feeling a little preacherish. We would be lost and in hell today if it had not been for the Lord on our side. We are not going to let anybody stop us from having a praise party. When God has brought you through so much, there's so much to give him thanks for. This Pharisee invites Jesus to his house. Let's walk the scriptures. He invites Jesus to his house, and they are all at the table in the house, and the whole house is full of nothing but men, and in walks this woman. Let's call it how they saw her. In walk this sinner, and in walk this prostitute. And not only did she come in the house full of men, she walks up not to the host of the house, not to the host of the party, not to the host of the dinner, but she walks up to a guest in the host house. Now, y'all know how we would behave if somebody walked in our house and spoke to somebody else before they spoke to you. Some of us would lose our minds. But but this woman comes in, a sinner and a prostitute, and she don't even speak to whose house it is, but she goes up to a guest that is in the house. She goes up to Jesus, which is a great breach of social decorum. First, let's look at it. First, she's a lady that's in a place where there is nothing but men, a break of protocol. She is uninvited in somebody else's house and don't even greet the person whose house it is, a break of protocol. You must understand, she's not interested in the host because she has heard that there's a guest present in the house and needs to get to him. She is desperate. And just in case you don't know, Jesus is in love with spiritual desperados. You ought to lift your hands right there. Jesus is in love with spiritual desperados. Just like Jesus likes being around people who don't care nothing about tradition. Oh, God, help me preach it today. Jesus enjoys the company of people who don't care about anything or anybody or what they have to say about them or what they think about them or how anybody feels about them. Jesus loves being with a drunk. Jesus, he loves being with the prostitute. Jesus, he loves being with the crackhead. He loves being with those that are called outcasts because those who are well are not in need of a doctor. Those that don't have a pain or ache are not in need of a physician. Those of you who are riding on your high horse thinking that you are doing just fine, you will never enjoy the kind of party that I am describing today. But for those of us, oh God, for those of us who know that we ain't got no business being here, we can't wait to get to this party, and once we get there, we don't want to leave. I want to ask a question as I wrap this thing up on today. Is there any desperados on the line today who can stand with me and testify that if the Lord had not saved me, now, God Almighty, I wish I had a crook on the line. I wish I had an ex-liar on the line. I wish I had a homemonger or an adulterer on the line, somebody who felt just like I did when I first came in. I have no business being here, and I have not arrived at some place that I think now I have earned a right to be here. I have no business being here. I wish I had somebody who could thank God that he reached way down, picked us up, and cleaned us off. I believe as I look at the scripture, this thing is happening. Oh, God, this this thing is happening so fast for this woman of God that her tears begin to overflow. And let me hop into my calling here for a minute as an apostle. I believe that one of the problems today in the body of Christ is that we have forgotten what it feels like to be in his presence. We have gotten so programmed and prone to going to church in order to feel his presence until we have forgotten what it feels like to actually be in his presence. The Bible says this woman began to cry. It happened so fast that her tears began to overflow. And I was thinking today as I was going over my notes here, I was thinking today of the song that says, I can only imagine what would it be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine now what my eyes would see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. When is the last time that you felt something when you felt like you were surrounded by his glory? The lyrics say, what will my heart feel? Will I, hallelujah, will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I, hallelujah, will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah, or will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine what this woman is going through as the tears begin to overflow, because I've been in her position. I came to church, and I didn't imagine my hands would be up. I didn't come there to get saved. I didn't come there to get filled with anything, but all of a sudden, I am standing in his presence, and just like this woman, tears begin to overflow, because the scripture says she washed his feet with her tears, oh God, and then she dried her feet, hallelujah, with her hair. And if she had known that she was going to cry like that and that she was going to wash his feet, perhaps maybe she would have brought something, a towel or a rag to wash his feet with, but it happened so fast. Oh, hallelujah. How many can lift your hands today and say, it happened so fast until there was no time to think about what I needed. I just went with what I had. My God, my God. But when she saw him, she was so overwhelmed. You see, once she got close to him, she thought about how he touched her. She thought about now how she is now being transformed into something new. Maybe she thought about how it's been a long time since anybody looked at me like this and didn't want to sleep with me. And how only one look from Jesus, hallelujah, in this place, only one look from Jesus can dignify a person. In case you don't know what dignity is, it is a state of being worthy or honored and respected. So one look from Jesus restored her worthiness. One look from Jesus restored her honor. One look from Jesus restored her respect. I don't know about anybody else, but sin had me in a bad way. And one look at Jesus, one touch from Jesus made everything all right. How only a look from Jesus could give me back my confidence. How only one look from Jesus can give us back our self-esteem. Oh God. So when she was close enough, her tears start to fall like rain. You know how it is when you finally feel like when you really didn't feel like coming to church, but something got a hold of us. You didn't expect it. You didn't even bring a handkerchief this day because you wasn't expecting to cry, but Jesus walked in. You don't even know how to dance, but you find yourself running all over the church because Jesus walked in. Because Jesus walked in, my hands went up. Because Jesus walked in, I started speaking a language that I didn't even understand how it was coming together, but My spiritual tongues was activated all because Jesus walked in. Because Jesus walked in, the hate that I felt, the hurt that I felt, the loneliness that I felt, Jesus walked in because of the unworthiness I felt. I didn't feel like I was good enough. I didn't feel like I belonged. But Jesus, hallelujah, but Jesus walked in. But then I got to thinking about when I didn't have a thing in the world, God put food on my table. Oh, God, when I didn't have money to buy clothes, God had stretched my closet. When I didn't have money to get clothes, he put clothes on my back. How many can testify and say he put shoes on my feet? How God picked me up and sanctified me. I didn't intend for the tears to well up in my eyes, but Jesus, hallelujah, but Jesus walked in. Let me say this before I close this message. To all of those that are like me, you see, I can't think of God, think, T-H-I-N-K. I can't think of God without thanking God, T-H-A-N-K-I-N-G. I can't think with an I of God, and I can't without thanking, with an A, thanking God. So when my thinking turns into thanking, that's when, my God, my tears begin to flow. I want to encourage those that are like me, keep on crying. Don't stop crying. I really do believe that God interprets our tears. Your tears tell a story. You see, the Pharisees of the day can only see your past, but your tears, God dissects them. He looks at them. He don't only see your past, but he sees where he is, where you are going. So my conclusion today is the title, if I had to give this one a title, it is just to be close to you, just to be in your presence, Lord. That lyric is still sticking out to me because I believe we have just gotten to a place where we take his presence for granted. We take his presence for granted. We have now put him on our schedule and not allow him to create the schedule. But now we only, I have to do, get up in the morning. I have to, amen, get my shower. I have to get ready for work. I have to get the kids off. I have to get on to the office and I have to stop by and grab my breakfast from Bojangles or somewhere, and then I get to work and all of my little things that I do to put God in a place and fit him in my life. We have it backwards, saints of God. We want God to come get in a relationship with us. But I'm trying to tell you today, our duty, our job is to get into a relationship with him. And that's why we are running amok in the body of Christ, because we want, oh, hallelujah, today, we want God to come deal with us. But we don't want to get in relationship with him. We have it backwards. We waiting on him to introduce himself to us, and we don't want to introduce ourselves to him. I can only imagine. I can only imagine what would it be like when I'm walking by his side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when his face is before me. I can only imagine. The verse I love, it says to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you, be still? What about y'all that are listening today? See, that's what his presence bring. You think you'll behave one way, but when God shows up, when the spirit of Yeshua shows up, I don't know how I'm going to behave. I didn't go to church that day when God laid his hands on me, for anybody to lay hands on me. I didn't go there all holy and primed and knowing what to expect. I was in expectation in my spirit. My spirit had a yearning for him, and I didn't know. I didn't know whether I would dance or, because he was there, I would be in awe and locked and couldn't move. Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I shout hallelujah, or will I be able to speak at all? My final conclusion on this today is we need to get back to Jesus. We need to get back to allowing him to be what he needs to be in my life. When I didn't know what to pray, he was still guiding me. He was still leading me. When I didn't have the sense that I think I have now, I didn't know nothing else but to trust him. I didn't have all this scripture and all this seminary training. I didn't have all of that. All I had was a raw kind of trust that he was going to take care of me. And however he did it, that's how he did it. I was just surrounded by his glory. I didn't know what my heart was feeling. I couldn't explain it, but there was something good going on. And today, I just believe we have gotten out of the place of being in his presence. Be in his presence on Monday. Be in his presence on Tuesday. Stop trying to fit your schedule or fit God into your schedule and get in the place where we give God, get in his presence and bask in his glory so that he can lead us where he wants to lead us. That's why us men are having a hard time, because we don't get in his presence hardly enough. Hardly enough. We don't spend time like we used to. We think that we are the men. We are the priests. We run this. And so we don't know what submission means, because most fellas nowadays want to be dominant. I don't know where I would be without the Lord. So I give him praise, and I give him honor, and I give him glory on today. That's all that I have. That's all that I have. I want to be like the woman that when she got in her presence, tears got in his presence, tears just begin to flow. And I'm being overwhelmed right now because I'm thinking about being in that same position when I was at the feet of Jesus at some altar, and he walked in the room, and there was nothing I could do but cry. I couldn't shut it off. I had no control. My feet got like, I started moving in ways that I had no control. And that's to be in his presence. That's to be authentically in his presence. We don't want to be authentic anymore. We want to be rock stars in the house of God. Preachers and pastors want to build their own platform. You hear them? We're building our brand. I'm building my platform. This has never been about your brand or your platform, because it's not your ministry and it's not your gift. We all have been called to carry out the ministry of Jesus Christ. Come on, Apostle PD, I am finished.
Man of God, oh, Jesus, listen. If this has not pricked your heart, you that are listening, in the name of Jesus, I do believe that it would be so appropriate now to, or for, I should say, the man of God, Apostle Charles Cheeley, if you would lead those that are not in that place, that have lost sight of what they have been apprehended for, amen. Just like the woman of God, Mary, who went at the feet of Jesus and knew at that moment the whole sum and purpose of her being, and knew it was to be at his feet and to honor him in such a way as to submit and yield and surrender her life. Would you lead those that are listening now and those that will be listening on the replay in a prayer of salvation as you're led by the
Most gracious. Hallelujah. Everlasting God, we come today just to say thank you. Thank you, God, that we haven't, hallelujah, got so arrogant that we believe that you owe us something. We haven't gotten so arrogant that we think that we, hallelujah, that we're doing this on our own. God, I thank you for the humility and the humbleness that you have, that you have placed in my life and in my heart. Oh God, I bless you and I give you all the praise and all the honor that I'm still able to bask in your presence. I'm still able, I haven't gotten numb to feeling your Holy Spirit. God, I thank you for keeping me and keeping my family and keeping everyone that is attached to me. Oh God, I thank you for those that are lost. Oh God, I thank you that you have not given me a spirit where I think I've gotten some place that I'm above somebody or they're beneath me. Oh God, that I still have compassion as Christ had when he looked upon people. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, he saw them as sheep without a shepherd. He saw them as being wearied and worn and sheep without a shepherd. God, I'm glad that I can still look upon your people with compassion, still have a mind to want to reach out to those that are lost, oh God. God, help us, God, your leaders, to get back to wanting to feel your presence, oh God. Get us back to the place where we can't do anything without your presence, God. Get us back to the place where we are just so humble and so thirsty for your righteousness, oh God. Oh God, and in the name of Yeshua, oh God, get us, oh God, help us. This world is so messed up. It's so twisted. It's so deceitful. Everything is so divided. Division is everywhere, oh God, even in the church now, God. We can't get along with one another. We can't be a service to anyone. We can't help anyone. We can't be a part of anything unless we are the head of it, oh God. God, I pray that you come through leadership and give another breaking, oh God. Some of us need to be broken again, oh God, to be reminded, oh God, that you are still in control and that we still need to submit ourselves unto you. So that those that are lost today, that are in need of a Savior, the power is not in the preacher. The anointing is not in to save you and change you and get you on the right road. It's not in the man nor the woman of God. All we can do is introduce you to the one who is able to heal, bless, and deliver. So today I implore you to get in touch with Jesus. Get in touch with him. Let him be God over your life. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. The Bible says, and you shall be saved. The only requisition for this and moving on to the next place is you got to believe. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. And you shall be saved. I thank God for and I ask God to bless this podcast, these women of God, Kim and Sister P.D. Westbrook. Thank you again for the opportunity. Thank you all for lending your ear. And I pray that this message will redeem us and get us back to where we need to be in Christ. Y'all be blessed. Amen. Praise God.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Apostle, for just being transparent and rendering your heart with such a conviction. For those who are listening, I pray that this word indeed has pricked you. Amen. If you are not in position, that you will get in position and be in right standing with the Father. You know, Apostle, I thank you again. I was reflecting on this very thought today. I wasn't in Luke, amen, in that chapter, glory to God, but I was reflecting on the very thought of just understanding the opportunity that we have as men and women of God to go before the Father, to go into his presence, and to just allow him to do good work in us in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I think that some of us have forgotten what it feels like to be in his presence when you have tasted of his manifested presence and how he touches the core of your being. I was reflecting on that today, and just something rose up in me. I felt him looking down on me and smiling, and I believe that woman, Mary, when she went amongst those men, that when he looked upon her and gazed upon her and smiled, hallelujah, that smile that shined the brightness of his heart towards her. I could picture Mary sighing within her soul as he gazed upon this woman, his pleasure in her presence. How she was shamed and asked within herself, who am I that he should love me so, as he looked upon her, as no man ever had, I'm sure. But how he loved her when he looked at her. And she felt that to the core of her very being. And how you and I, indeed, when we go into his presence, his manifested presence, we sense that love, that incomprehensible love. Hallelujah. As if we are his only love. He sees the darkness, but we see the darkness, rather, within ourselves. But he sees the lovely. He sees the lovable. It is time for the church to reset, to go back to their first works, to their first love. It's interesting. The word says he commended his love towards us even while we were yet sinners. That is so profound to me in light of this story of Mary, a sinner anointing the feet of Jesus. People of God, do not doubt what God has released in your hearing on today by the man of God speaking from his heart, from the core of his heart. Amen. As the Spirit of the Lord gave him utterance, I indeed have been touched in my soul. I pray that after this broadcast that you will go someplace quiet. And if you need to reset, if you need to come into alignment, if there's something in you that you know that he needs to touch the life and nature of himself within you and make a change, allow him to do the breaking. Allow him to do the realignment. Allow him, I love that word you said, man of God, to the leaders in particular, break us again, Father God. Make us anew. Give us hearts that are pliable and full of compassion, the compassion of God. None of us have arrived in the name of Jesus, but yet he so loved the world. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Apostle, for releasing this word in our hearing. I do believe it is a word, indeed, that we need to take to heart. Take it to heart, people of God. Let's do a self-examination, if nothing else. I thank the Lord again, man of God, for you being here. The Lord again for you allowing yourself to be used and being obedient and not being dismayed by their faces or what the naysayers may be saying, amen. Or even the arrows that may be thrown or be, my God, none of it. But you pressed through and you gave such a beautiful and authentic word. I felt the heart of God speaking to his people and especially to us as leaders, especially us as leaders. People of God, I bless the Lord for you being with us on today. Please take heart and take heed to what the Spirit of the Lord has released in our hearing. The Lord wants us to get it right, and especially now in 2023. I keep saying to myself, Apostle, I wouldn't be surprised if he came within our lifetime, his soon coming. And it's like everything is being expeditiously done for us to get in position
to get it right in the name of Jesus. God bless you, man of God.
Bless you.
Abba, Father, I pray that you will continue to just bless the hearers on this broadcast. I thank you even now for the release of your glory upon the word that has been released in our hearing, Father God, and those under the sound of our voices. And now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power and of your manifested presence. Touch again the life and nature of God within them, Father God. I believe and I decree and declare that change is taking place. We're needed in our hearts now as we submit ourselves unto you, Father God, as we lay down ourselves before you now. I want to say thank you again for each and every one that stopped by today on Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation Radio family, iHeart, Stricker Radio, for this platform and for God's people. And I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us, Apostle Charles Cheely. And thank you, Shabbat Saturday family. We bless the Lord for you on today. And all of you, please come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. Again, thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, for your example, woman of God, and for your heart for the kingdom. And may the Lord God continue to use you mightily. Now, please close us out. And shalom, everyone. I love you. The Lord bless you. Shalom.
Let us not be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk us up. In every situation, whatever you may be going through, don't be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk with you. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. I need Jesus to walk with me while I'm on this tedious journey.
Going in for this time and forevermore.